If a soldier is taken as a prisoner of war, they may try to escape to freedom. That was the case for the Germans living in this U.S.-based POW camp. However, when they escaped in the middle of Iowa, they found it was a long way back home. The story of escape and recapture is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Growing corn and soybeans is about more than just your yield. More than a job well done, it's a realization that this is what you were meant to do. We're with you. It's what Micogen Seeds is all about. A shared passion for the life of your land, for the life that you love. It's more than just another day. It's your moment. And with Micogen Seeds, this is just the beginning. Visit acresofpossibility.com to learn more.
Well, folks, we recently returned from our agricultural adventure to Hawaii with a group of listeners, and plans are already underway for our next journey. Join us for a trip to Alaska, August 31st to September 8th. We'll see agriculture, a muskox farm, and even a trip to see the world's largest vegetables at the Alaska State Fair. And we'll stay at the Princess Lodge at Denali National Park, ride the Alaskan Railroad, and even pan for gold. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266. That's 826-2266. During World War II, 150 base camps in the U.S. housed German, Italian, and Japanese prisoners of war. One of those camps was in Algona, Iowa, where Jerry Yoakum helps oversee a museum devoted to the topic.
The Geneva Convention said it's the duty of a prisoner of war to attempt to escape, and the punishment for escaping would not be nearly as severe, or wouldn't be very severe at all, by comparison to if there was like insubordination on the base itself.
But few attempted escape. After all, where would a POW in the middle of Iowa escape to?
So many of them thought, we'll try to see if we can escape. First one, they dug a hole underneath the fence of the camp and were able to get to a farm place, get some chore clothes on, and take off and follow the railroad going west.
A local farmer spotted them, realized they weren't from the area, and the local authorities quickly took them back to the camp.
There were some other escapes that were humorous in nature, none that fit the potential fear that some Algona citizens might have had, where are these people going to escape and come in and rampage the community? And none of that happened.
Nor at any other such camp in the U.S. The story of the Algona camp is today retold at their local museum, dedicated to the topic.
After we'd collected enough artifacts, we got this building and began to lay out some possible exhibits. And so we just celebrated our 10th year in this building this last summer.
And the museum continues to grow through stories and artifacts, a treasure trove of pieces that describe the few years when POWs were housed in the Midwest. Traveling the countryside in Algona, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCrae.